Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Another blessed day, brothers and sisters. This is Ethel Austria, servant of Feast Dubai. Please join me today as I reflect on the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 25 to 34. Standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to his disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. The death of Jesus. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill the scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It was a day of preparation, and the Jewish leaders didn't want bodies hanging there the next day, which was the Sabbath, and a very special Sabbath because it was the Passover week. So they asked Pilate to hasten their deaths by ordering that their legs be broken. Then their bodies could be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the two men crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. So they didn't break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed out. This is the good news of our salvation. Praise you, O Lord Jesus Christ. For standing on the cross is a witness of the love of the Father for himself and for humanity. He testifies by willingly giving his own life on the cross, as we read in the Gospel of John. He followed Jesus to the end, that is, to the foot of the cross. He is standing firmly by the cross and by the mother of Jesus. I am so honored to be given a chance to reflect on this topic today, which I found very timely for all of us, especially that we are celebrating the month of Mama Mary. Ika nga ni Father Chito, tayo ay pueblo amante de Maria, the people that are in love with Mama Mary and for the love of Mary. And because of our love for Mama Mary, we mothers would not only wish to look like her, with her beautiful and gentle face, but to be kind and obedient as she is. I was trying to think if there's anything that I have done in my life that could be compared to what Mama Mary did. She is incomparable. But just like her, if I did not accept my Catholic faith and proclaim it boldly, I will not be able to pass it down to my son, to my soon-to-be grandchild, and the generations after. And by accepting Mama Mary as our mother, I believe that my family and I are work in progress in pursuing God's mission. In our simplest ways, we have accepted God's call by doing some evangelical works, such as gathering our families and friends to pray the rosary every night and by serving in our feast ministries. Nevertheless, it's not easy. There were some people who questioned our faith. The usual question that is being thrown to us is why we Catholics call Mary as our mother. Why are we talking to Mary if we can talk directly to Jesus? Why we go to a human being if we can go to God himself directly? Some people might fear that if we have a relationship with Mary, it will take our relationship with God, the God who made everything. Mary is not God, not even partly God. She is completely a human being just like us. But Mary differs from us because she is a perfect disciple and she is the mother of God. This reminds us that her ultimate purpose is to point to her son, Jesus. You see, Jesus is like the sun, the source of light, and Mary is simply the moon. She simply reflects the light that comes from the sun. She doesn't have any light of her own in the same way that we don't have any light of our own. Everything good about Mary was from the grace of God working through her life. Everything beautiful about her life points to the beauty of our God. Moon is illuminated by the source of light, which is the sun. When you look at the moon, you can say that it's beautiful, right? It's illuminated, given by the source. So loving the people that we love, making us love to love them even more. Loving Mama Mary amplifies our love for God and for Jesus. God himself loves and knows. The more you love Mary, the more you love Jesus. Similarly, whenever we admire any of the saints, we are praising the wisdom and power of the Creator. Some people would say, look what God did in this person's life. It points out to God's amazingness. To love the saints doesn't take away our love for God. Instead, it amplifies. Though some people are captivated by the stories of the saints or so in love with the nature, we tend to forget who created them. What do we mean by Mary is our mother? One of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross while he is dying and gasping for breath on Mount Calvary in Golgotha, John said, when Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, dear woman, here is your son. And he said to his disciples, here is your mother. And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. John referred to himself as the disciple he loved. Woman is a title which refers back to Eve, the mother of all the living. Mary is the new Eve. Then it makes sense that she should also be our new spiritual mother, further emphasized clearly in Revelation 12. In this passage, the vision depicts a woman giving birth to a son, of whom we know to be Jesus. He was not being rude or disrespectful when he said woman, but rather he was honoring her and praising her for being the new Eve, obedient in every way to God's plan. Why did John refer to himself to be the beloved disciple? Because anyone who is my beloved disciple, Jesus implicitly saying that my mom is your mom, and you are my beloved disciple. Woman, the new Eve, the mother of all the redeemed, my beloved disciples are your children. Why we call Mary our mother? Because Jesus gave her to us from the cross. That's why we have to have a relationship with her. It is having the same roles and responsibilities that children have for their parents and vice versa. This means we have to have a relationship with Mary, and from that hour, John took her to his home. As disciples of Jesus, he gave his mom to us as our mother. If we do what he intends us to do, we must take Mama Mary into our home, into our lives, and to have a personal relationship with her. To love the one Jesus loved is not to take the love from him. Instead, it is to multiply and to amplify the love that we have by loving Mama Mary as Jesus did. Like Saint Maximilian Kolbe said, never be afraid of loving the Blessed Virgin too much. You can never love her more than Jesus did. To conclude, let me just remind you that at the feet of the cross, Mary, Mother Mary was a gift to all of us to be the mother of the church, where it is mentioned that your son and given to take for each other is a clear gift of a family who will continue to pursue Christ's mission, his ministerial works through evangelization. I will leave this question for you to reflect on. Where is Mary in your life right now? Mom points us to Jesus just like what Mary did in the scriptures. Are you being a model of your family to pursue Christ's mission? Let me lead you into prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving Mama Mary to be our mother too. Let our love for her amplifies our love for you. May we keep her in our home and have a personal relationship with her. Please make us see that everything beautiful about her life points to the beauty of our God. May we always find the light that reflects from her towards you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless.